I had no job experience, no education. I dropped out in 9th grade, so that's the only way I knew how to get money was to take it.
Opting to remain anonymous, this 23-year-old is finally getting the chance to open up about his life, growing up on the streets of Trenton, and becoming incarcerated for the first time at the age of 17. He says he hopes participating in this project will change perceptions of how young black men often fall victim to the criminal justice system.
Not everybody is a criminal. Not everybody wants to do harm to people. Some people are just misunderstood, and they really want to be understood, but they don't know how to express their feelings.
The goal of the workshop is to provide the youth with that very opportunity, the opportunity to express themselves. Ryan P. Haygood is president and CEO of the New Jersey Institute for Social Justice.
We really want to channel what really has been a lost emotion among many in our communities, and that is empathy. We know that this nation has really experienced a crisis in the mass incarceration phenomenon, and what we think is that we need more sensible ways to respond. Black people, young people, are 75% of those incarcerated, and that is a reflection, we think, of discriminatory policy decisions that are made that can be changed to really reform the youth incarceration system in New Jersey to be more rehabilitative, be more restorative, and be less discriminatory and more fair.
Rodney Gilbert, executive director of Yendor Arts and Yendor Productions, developed the workshop. Gilbert says many of the students have experienced trauma in their lives, adding that creating any kind of art, whether it's a mural, a poem, or even a theater piece, can be the first step in the healing process.
All people dream to have great lives. I never met a student who wanted to walk into a class and get an F. You know, I've never met anybody who really wanted to be in jail or not make enough money to feed their families. So we talked about that. So we need to continue it and help put the resources in place. Talk about how those resources, what do we need to, you know, have the lives that the kids dream of.
And dream they do, like 18-year-old Herburn Charles, who describes his first encounter with the criminal justice system.
I was only 13. They called me an accomplice, but I didn't know what was going on.
Charles says being a part of Youth Build Newark, an organization that provides services for disenfranchised youth, and a partner in the Day of Empathy workshop, has changed his life, adding that he hopes the art he creates will help change someone else's.
I'm just not, you know, just this dude, angry face, walking around trying to rob somebody or trying to do anything. You know, I actually have a heart, and I'm just going to put that all on paper.
In Newark, I'm Alexandra Hill, WBGO News.